Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Good evening. You're listening to Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip, tonight. Tonight's subject matter is about you should always watch yourself around the presence of the police, whether you're the victim or maybe even just the question of a perpetrator, because right now it seems as if that they got a real axe to grind. You got to be careful, because for anything where they feel a funny vibe, it seems like they're going to try to make an example out of everybody. I'm not making excuses for them, but after they lost two female officers, one in front of her own house and the other one trying to stop the other guy and the twin brothers, and her partner got injured too because of that, now I guess they got a military mentality. If all else fails, whether they're right or wrong, just get rid of them. And I say that because, you know, the situation that occurred last week, it was kind of really a catch-22, because they fear for their life as well, because their mentality is that everybody wants to go home. But at the same time, instead of the young man learning how to respond, he reacted, and that's what cost him his life on something that was stupid and petty. Because I guess they was witch hunting anyway. Because I've always thought that a seatbelt was a secondary offense as far as driving by the state of Illinois. I didn't know that, you know, we got police and some detectives out here watching people whether they got seatbelts on or not. And no matter how deep the tents are on the window, I mean, you would have thought that he ran through traffic or he had a bad police chase or a bad left turn or anything. The light might have been out on his taillight, but not a seatbelt. You know, and now, after him being shot 93 times, that's not too good, man. I mean, that's not good for nobody. Because, I don't know, it's a statement made, because we can't run around here and have a ghetto love cry about F the police, because when the shoe is on the other foot, we the victim. And then, 9 times out of 10, when we the victims of it, it's almost falls to the wayside as far as they're concerned. Because we really don't get no help on that level either. Hell, we can't even get a response no later than about 5 to maybe 15 minutes once you call them. And the guy need a help. But at the same time, we all need to understand that, you know, I look at it in a different perspective, because outside of a doctor, they can really change your life, whether paper-wise or violently. So I just want everybody, you know, all our brothers and sisters, to understand and to be aware that when you're involved with them, you got to consider all the options and weigh them real good and make a real good conscious effort not to make no more harm than what it is. Now, I know us as a people really feel apprehensive about them because of mistreatment in the past. But at the same time now, it can't keep going on. I mean, we can demand rights and respect and all of the above, but at the same time, you need to understand that, hey, just like football, the ground can't cause no fumble. When you out of the field with them, I hate to say it, we're really kind of at their mercy. So we really have to consider things that we do in their presence and as well before we even get a chance to get a count of them. Always remember that, hey, certain situations can change, and sometimes, if you're not lucky, can change and end your life as far as dealing with them. Because I don't know, man, it's like you're in a situation to where, hey, if you can't rationally get out of it, they're sending a message that, hey, it's good that you'll be gone. So we need to watch that. We really do. Because, man, I don't want no more stuff on the news about, you know, we don't understand them, we don't care about them, let's just go on and react as if that we think that we're invincible or exempt. Because ain't no way on earth that if it's for police around me, I don't care if I got a 50 cal machine gun, I would never pull a gun out and shoot at them. It's like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. You know, hey, it's nothing more important than your life. So we really got to understand what we're dealing with. And as I said, I like it better when to respond than to react, because you don't want to be in that situation. Now, that man lost his life on something really petty. And the killing part about it, it was too excessive the way that he lost his life. 90-some shots ain't cool or healthy. You know, and at the same time, hey, we have to consider that. I mean, to think is free. If they got me dead to right, all I can do is appeal on their human kindness. Because just like they want to, I want to go home as well. Despite that, if I got to get locked up at the station or go down to the station or whatever, it can't be that serious to a point where I'm trying to get rid of them. You know, and it's more of them than me. You know, I would never do that. That's like playing Russian roulette, really. But at the same time, they pose to appear to law and order as well. They don't pose to shoot nobody no 93 times. You know, I mean, what more do you want? And I know they got high caliber weapons. You would think after the fifth shot he's gone and done with, but I don't know, you know. I don't know if it's a message being sent or what have you, but all I know is this. All of that stuff can come from not only the way that you think, but the way that's what's important to you in your life, to where you don't want to push that envelope that far. I mean, you can see so many petty little different infractions that they have on you in them streets. I remember one time on my birthday, I never forget. This was like 2018, and I was parked past the bus stop sign, sitting in the truck. But instead of the police coming and asking me, hey, you know you don't supposed to be sitting here, all I seen in my rearview mirror is that the police behind me writing me up a ticket. And I was saying to myself, and not only that, I confronted the officer politely, you know, because I don't want to make no waves to a point where guns would be drawn or I'm talked to like I'm a child. And 9 times out of 10, if I ain't older than them, you know, hey, I probably got a cavity that's been in my mouth longer than they've been alive. So I just try to figure it out. I came to them civil and diligently, and she told me, you don't pose the park here with an attitude, and this is this, and woo-woo-wah, and doo-doo-doo-that, not knowing that I work for CTA all the time. Now, I'm thinking that if you sit inside your vehicle, even at a legal stop, you still have the option to move it whenever you can. You know, you're not just running in the store and you're not in there. Okay, I can understand that if she would have wrote me a ticket for that. But while I'm sitting there, you don't get out to hand me the ticket personally. I mean, that's crazy, you know. But instead of being erratic and going crazy, all I did was just went down there. I got the ticket. I was on 63rd Racine. Got the ticket, jetted right down to 63rd Loomis, asked for a sergeant. Not no other cop, not no other fellow police officer, but I went and asked for a sergeant, talked to the sergeant, got my court date. Thank God the judge threw it out. But it was just the fact that, you know, I don't know. I deal with the public, too. Sometimes that can be overkill, but at the same time, I mean, we all are not the same, you know. It was incumbent on me to just have a peaceful and calm head, because it could have really got nasty and wicked. You know, names could have been thrown, all types of things. But I just said that, hey, you know, the power of the pen is more powerful than any other type of bullets, anything. You know, I had to think. I responded. I didn't react, because that's what they wanted. She wanted me to get hysterical and thought that I was Common Joe Blow. But at the same time, Joe Draylock's and the boys that's under 25, they wouldn't even got that ticket. They would have got, she would have just drove past them. So it works in many different ways. That's why I beg and plead with everybody, man, to think next time that you pursue them, because the way it's going now, hey, they'd rather not want to give. They'd rather just, hey, take more than they'll give, because it's like they're putting everybody on notice that fit that profile, that stereotype. Now, hey, we just want to be done and get away with it. So basically, that's all I'm just trying to explain to everybody. That's what it's all about. because we don't want to get hurt or hurt on a different issue, especially something that we can have control over. So I just want everybody to think and be conscious about it. That's all. That's basically it. Because without it, man, I don't like to see that. I really don't, because, you know, we forget about the human element when stuff like that happens. I mean, it'd be so much hysteria and uproar where people forget, man, we're all human beings too. You know, we're not just, meat or robots, for real. Because, you know, after it's said and done, hey, sometimes this behavior among the people that we reacting and we responding with, man, is totally different. Really it is, you know, and it can jeopardize us. So I just want everybody to think for a second, that's all. Because from a best friend of mine told me a long time ago, man, to think is free. So this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're into. But, hey, you know, everybody feel their niche within themselves. And the big question is when can we come to a place where we can be civil and diligent to a point we can be respected, so we don't have to have that same attitude like they have towards us. Because the saying goes, we can all sing together, but we all can't shout and talk together. And that's what we need more of. For real, man. Where we can just refrain and draw the line. So this is what the topic of the conversation is tonight, you all. And that's it. I'm leaving it open because I just don't want it to be me. Really. Because my glasses might be blurred. I don't know. But at the same time, I need your help and your input so I won't be walking around here gullible and naive. And if it do happen to me again, I don't want to be sitting up here trying to act like, hey, this is it. This is it. You know. So if you tune in, man, y'all tune in, I'd like to get your comments on it. So then I know how to go about this after we get through talking, so I won't put myself in harm's way. And I'll let everybody else know not to do it either. Because, hey, this is a bigger picture, real big picture. So that's, you know, the focal point of tonight's conversation. Yeah. I just hope and pray for the families and the police, too, because, you know, I mean, they're part of it too. Believe it or not, they're the last gatekeepers. So, I mean, it goes both ways. It went 50-50. But it's just that on their behalf, they were too excessive. Because they ain't no one on earth that pulls that happen. Not in the 93 times. But like I said, I guess they put it in their heart, their mind, that, hey, we finna send a message to everybody else. But whatever the case may be, I think all that stuff could have been stopped with them not lurking and looking for somebody about a seatbelt and for the young man not to react that way. A calm and civil and diligent respond would have worked better. So I feel for them. I really do. Yeah, so I just want to know everybody's thoughts about it. So if you have any idea, any thoughts, just tune in. Right now the show is on. And hey, I'd like to hear this conversation. So to at least elaborate. So I'm waiting for some callers. So because yeah, that's really foul. So, just wondering, that's all. Is it just me? Really? Is it just me? Is it just me? So, you know, I know I can understand, I can fathom the breathing process, of that young man's family, or the police as well, because I don't like to think that dealing in the public, after dealing in the public for a while, you get desensitized to human emotions. And I prefer that to never really happen again, to be honest with you. If I had my way, I would hope that it wouldn't. Because, man, we don't deserve that. You know, maybe once, you know, or maybe, I mean, it was no resisting arrest, it was none of that other stuff. This was just straight up, man, wow. That was kind of scary. Really, it was very scary. So, scared me when I heard it. So I need all my brothers and sisters, if you're black, even if you're white, which, you know, their perception is very different from black and Hispanic, but just be aware, be really conscious when you're in their presence so you can understand what the situation is. You then you'll know how to proceed accordingly. You won't be out there. That's for real. Because don't nobody need to go out like that, man. Fire, maybe. Maybe drowning. Maybe fighting for your life, but not over something like that, man. I mean, not anything too cool to hold your hat on. For real. When Texas got that tight and that high among both of them, to where, hey, somebody had to pay for it. And that's not a way to pay for it. Really, it's not. So, I just hope everything turned out right. You know, and this can be a statement made to where we can really understand that, hey, everything is so tight and so serious now that individually, we won't have to be subjected to a situation like that. So we just want to go accordingly. That's it. I'm looking for some callers, though, because, you know, I can talk you to sleep. I just need other people's input so I won't be looking like I'm crazy. I know everything. So if there's any callers out there, tune in. Let me get your comments on the show tonight. So... that's it. Yeah. So, basically, hey, other than that, we're just trying to, you know, have peace and enjoy life. That's all we have right now. So, that's the only thing that I'm really into. So, hey, just need you to understand that, hey, this ain't nothing to play with. So, I just hope everybody can just sit back and try to understand and rationalize what happened and hopefully what's not going to happen. Because ain't nothing more precious than the gift of life. We need to start understanding that more now than ever. We really do. We really do. So, you know, we just hope for the better, you all. But don't, you know, forget for 1 minute that, hey, it's just only us around here. You know, you got a lot of stuff to consider. You got to consider your family, your kids, your mother, your fathers. You know, it's a lot. It's really a lot to consider. So just respond. Don't react. Be rational in your thinking. Because, man, we don't want to go out like that. I know we don't. That's for real. So, I just feel for him, man. I really do. I feel for him. So, I just hope things for the better. That's it. But, other than that, everything is cool so far. I'm just trying to just, you know, Make sure that things are all right. I got a caller. Well, thank you, caller. Thank you. I need comments so I can understand what's going on. So we got a caller right now. We send it to me. Hello, caller. Hello.
Good evening,
Hello.
Sir.
Good evening. How you doing?
Oh, I've seen better days.
I hear you. I hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
Good to have you. Yeah.
That don't sound truthful, but I'll tell you what. I've been listening to your segment this evening. So what seems to be your transgression this evening, sir? I heard what you said. I just want to be abundantly crystal clear when you explain this.
No, well, I'm explaining. Like I said, the show is based upon having therapy for me and not as well, but to put the word out for everybody else that we can understand is what's going on. What tonight's topic really is that I need everybody to be aware in the presence of the police. You know, you can't carry
okay,
that.
Great.
You can't carry that Mortal Kombat, Grand Theft Auto attitude while you're talking to these people because they have a real axe to grind.
Okay, let's show these people some respect, all right? A lot of people are failing to realize that these are people just like you and I, all right? They have a job to do, okay? These so-called people, the police, let's be very unwavering in this moment. Let's be truthful. This is the biggest gang, one of the biggest gangs in the U.S., the police. Right?
Yeah.
This is not a group that you want to mess with. You hit one, you shoot one, oh, man, I'd rather not be you.
Yeah.
Check and Roger, all right? So you made the comment and the statement that when you were, was it 2008, 2010? I cannot remember. You said that you were, when you were, when you worked for CTA, correct? Is that not what you
yeah.
said? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The average city bus length, by city bus length is what? What, 32 feet?
Yep. From the pole all
okay.
the way back to the rear.
So if you park 10 feet in front of a bus stop for a recreational transportative device that's 32 feet in length, you are out of tolerance, sir. The police had their right to mess with you. However, when you got in front of a judge, you defended a position where they were not present to defend themselves. That's why you got off on that.
Well, yeah.
However, excuse me. However, the biggest issue is I've said before that I cannot stand the misinformation of anyone, excuse me, especially black people. And it seems as though my melanated brothers and sisters, and it seems as though that you are promoting the wrong message, right? It's not cowering. All you have to do is abide by the law. If you don't know it, if you're in ignorance of it, then that's one thing. But if you're, if you choose not to obey, if you choose not to confide, check, then you are, that's technically stupidity. And you have, and for that action comes that reaction, the police to mess with you, sir. So you may be, and I've yet to research the story. You said, based off of what you told me, and I hate going off this, but I do tell my employees and people that are working for me in the past this, trust no one's information but your own. So I'm going to get away from that to say this. Based off what you told me, if the guy fired at one of the biggest gangs in the United States, then by all means, they were in their right. They were justified, and because it was 93 shots, sir, if you have not danced inside the belly of the beast. If you've never been in a brazen bull, then you do not know how it feels. I encourage you, I implore you to look it up. All right? A brazen bull. So you do not know what that heat feels like. In saying so, these gentlemen must make a gentlemen and women must make a statement when people make these foolish acts. They have to respond not only justifiably, not only accordingly, but they must do that not only and professionally as well. This is a statement. They do not know that guy in that vehicle is dead or alive. He's still holding a gun. Now, do I believe this excessive? In so many means, yes. However, sir, by the tone of your voice, by the statements that you've made, you've never been in pure and utter danger. Pure, unadulterated, and utter danger. To the extent in which you have to deal with that. So, hey, the threat is stopped. No more threat is there. And no one else with the same likeness or mindset will ever attempt this ever again. And if so, this is the type of force you will be met with and more, sir.
Okay. Well, see,
that's
the
consequence of his action.
Okay.
If it's true.
Okay. Well, all of this can be avoided if you have a conscious state of mind when it comes, whether you are right or wrong. What I'm saying was this. When I sat in that truck.
A conscious state of mind, are you right or wrong? So you telling me, okay, do you have children, sir?
Man, yeah. I had my first child at 35,
okay.
And I'm five.
Let's remain respectful, okay? Okay, you do have children, sir. That's correct, right? So if someone met one of your children who may be a police officer at that time, and they told you this story, and they met force with force, but to the extent of they met force with an even higher force. Someone chose to do something, and they chose to react accordingly. And other people around them that they're encompassed with chose to meet that same force because they don't want this to happen now, and they never want this to happen again. That is a statement, sir. That's what they're supposed to do. So what I'm encouraging you and imploring you to do, let's brief the right thing, man. These police officers and these police ladies, they're trying to get home to their families too, man. Just do the right thing. Keep your insurance up to date. Keep your stuff in tolerance, man.
I know, but what I'm saying
sir.
The whole conversation tonight was the people to be aware. I'm not defending. I ain't got a dog in this fight. All I want to do is let the people know that when you're dealing with these people, keep your open mind and your conscience straight. It's better to, instead of reacting, it's to respond. It costs you nothing. When I sat in front of that bus stop, all I wanted was some kind of common courtesy. I knew I was wrong in that zone, but don't sit in the car and don't acknowledge. Have the common courtesy to be a professional and come and hand me that ticket. That's what you do. Don't have me to get out of my car to walk back up there to you and ask you, why is you writing me this ticket? That's all I wanted. I knew I was wrong. I worked for
sir,
CTA.
I'm completely aware of what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm completely aware of the meat and potatoes of what you just said.
But you have to
understand, this is the job of these particular people who chose to raise their right hand and put their blue uniform and badge on.
Yeah.
You have to understand, they do not know what you're capable of. They do not know type of day you're having. Their goal is to make it home safely. Now, their job is to put their lives in danger. I've done it, sir, and I don't believe that you it's within the scope of your position, sir, to be able to debate me right here, right now.
Hey, let me let you in on a secret, sir. No, let me let you
I've
in on
I've been there. I lived it. I've done it.
Listen, let me let you in on a secret. And you can go look in the annals of CTA archives. On November 23rd last year, I saved a man's life on the bus. So don't tell me about
what
that.
What was that gentleman's name?
Didn't nobody want to respond or didn't want to react. A man almost
what
lost
was that
his
gentleman's
brain
name? Was it archived? Was it documented?
Yes, it's documented. You got papers. Look up
the
facts.
What's the gentleman's
name?
Let me look it up, please.
Look it up.
What's the gentleman's name? I need the case number, the gentleman's name, something.
I don't I don't have the case number, but look it up. And Google.
So
that
you saved the gentleman's
everything.
Life and you don't remember his name? What type of man are you, sir?
His name is Jose.
Are you kidding me?
His name is Jose. And the guy that perpetrated the crime, we have to prosecute him. So don't let me.
And you don't remember his name, sir?
No, I remember the man's name. His name was Jose.
What's his
name? All right, it was
Jose.
Oh, 22nd in California. We didn't go into all of that because we went down to the station to prosecute the guy that hit him in the head with a hammer about 10 times and didn't nobody do nothing. So let me tell you something, man. I know.
I admire the brass on you to intervene, sir.
Well, I have to, because you know what? I would want somebody to do that for me. That's just human nature. I'm not blowing my head or my hat because just like on that bus, and I'm unprotected, I want to go home too. So you know what? And I always had an attitude like this. I need to know who's on that bus with me, because if I didn't want to take it over, you punched it hard, and I'm handing you to them first because I'm going home. You know,
well, sir, that's not the way the world works. Okay,
well,
you talking
what?
About a guy who has lived over 20 years in danger. You don't,
well,
you cannot wait for 100% of the information. If so, then you're too late. I'm going to tell you that now.
Well,
that debunks your claim right there. You don't need to know people. You must stay vigilant of your surroundings, sir.
I understand.
No,
that,
it's not that. It's this, sir. You must stay because you don't know what people are trying, what they're going to do, type of day they're having, type of people they are, what they're capable of. You do not know. That's equivalent to like someone calling a phone of someone they don't know.
Well, here's the thing with me. I can't speak for everybody else, but I know this. In the heat of the moment, when the rubber hits the road, I don't fold. I ain't going to talk. I'm going to just respond and react. Because if somebody was going
that
at
you
me,
say that.
You know, if somebody, you know what, let me tell you something. Ignorance takes no courage. A real person that has some courage put themselves in front of the front line when somebody's in distress and needs some help. You know, and I just did what was right because I want somebody to do that for me. That's all. That's all. And you know, like my
the world is not, the DNA of the world is not made up that way, sir. It's conscious to believe that because that's how we're brought up from a grade school all the way to higher education, all the way to college. But it's not that. Even in college, they deem it whereas, hey, we want people to do the right thing, but no one does.
Right.
And I know you make a lot of movie quotes, right? So I want to enlighten you to a movie with the most prominent, in my opinion, the most prominent black actor that we've ever experienced, and it's not Sidney Poitier, it's Denzel Washington in the movie Fences.
What?
When the Joker wrote on the side of the building, and the guy said, he said something, whatever the Denzel's character was, he said, hey, why are you doing that? They got people to do it. He said, hey, they got people to do it, Miles, but nobody does it. Nobody takes it upon themselves to do it. So it's up to the people who don't necessarily want to do it or the people who are going to do it because the people that are supposed to do it might not necessarily do it, sir. And I might have screwed that up a little bit, but I implore you and your followers to go relive that or rewatch that scene, and you'll see someone who's a lot more prolific at explaining themselves and their actions and their character than I am, because I'm just going to give it to you raw, pause, right? So in saying that, I want you to understand this, sir, from a man that has defended this country, that has been toe-to-toe, stared danger and death in the eye numerous times, man, you do not know, and I've had people, you couldn't define what war is. You do not, and I'm telling you as a fact, you do not know what vile is, sir. Because I've seen it. I've lived it. I've experienced it. I've witnessed it. I was a part of it to an extent because I'm an upstanding man. So and I don't take part of it, but you have to respect your condone, sir. If this young brother shot at one of the largest institutionalized gangs within the U.S., he got what was coming to him. That is a statement. So no one else attempts this kind of crap. Now, the things he could have done, like you said, he had dark window tint. Okay. Yeah, police may pull people over or whatever. I remember I was young before. They got me a couple of times before, too. Okay. I'm not living high on the hog. I'm not one of those people. I live amongst the people. I don't live above the people. So I will tell you this, sir. That guy, that gentleman, despite what happened to him, he brought that on himself if he truly fired at these officers first. Because we can't go off speculation, only the facts, sir.
Well, that's why tonight's topic is based upon individuality. When you're in the presence of these people, it's up to you to make a determination. Are you going to come off?
Sir, then, well, let's change my, and I hate to keep interjecting because I know you want to make a point, but the points that you're making, and we all have a difference of opinion. Let me be abundantly clear with that. However, I would like to say that the message, if it was me, wholeheartedly, would be different. Your response to the police. Let's change the culture of what we're doing and how we operate. Especially in Chicago, is what you said, correct? So let's change the culture of the youth in Chicago, teaching them to make sure you have your insurance and you're not committing these crazy infractions of the road, so you don't have to get SR-22 to the point where you have to pay for two insurances, so you can't afford either one of them because either your job doesn't pay enough for you to afford that, to include living, paying your basic necessities. And you know, you can abide by the law because I was once young too, but I don't have those worries. And it's not because of my job. Even when I was young, sir, I realized, hey, this is I'm paying too much money to these counties. I don't like to be harassed or roused by the police. And I have a very volatile temperament. So I don't want to be in the position where I'm going to either lose my life, risk losing my life, or spending unaccounted for days or undocumented days behind bars because of what I did to some jamoke that thought that he was tougher than the average bear. You know what I mean? Right. I'm not here for that, man. He got a job to do just like I do. I just want to get home to my family safely just like he wants to. The difference between now and then, I have a family now, sir. So I have to behave mentally and physically accordingly. Now, what's your rebuttal?
My rebuttal is this. Just like the topic of the show tonight, it's incumbent on us as not only just blacks and Hispanics, but humans, period. It's better that when you're in their presence, they can change your life like a doctor. So it's incumbent on you to don't make that wrong, false move to where it costs you your life. That's what I want to let people know, because like you said and like everybody else said, if he shot at them first, it's just like what my best friend told me about the military. All else fails, tear them up. And then they'll know next time, don't pull that on us. And
hear,
I understand that. But
I understand that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. But see, when this is took into the street with our police, and did you hear the rest of what I said? After them two
it's
female
the same thing, sir.
I know, but hold on, let me finish. Please let me finish. After what in life happened to the, they got their own fraternity, right? Them two cops got killed, they were females, one in front of the house and the other one in the streets trying to stop these two twin brothers that was, you know, tearing up everything and maimed her partner and killed her. Now, do you think for 1 minute that they finna let that go by? When all you need is love and let love rule, and their heart of hearts, they like, hey, any infraction that people put on us, we finna let them have it. I know that. That's why the topic of tonight's show is based upon you being aware of them. You know what I'm saying?
But hold on.
I know we got
If I were to think that, then that's the same. That's no different from me thinking that precipitation was all cotton candy and gumdrops. It ain't sweet out here, sir. To use one of your to use a metaphor that people can understand, I'm telling you, sir, it's not that simple. Police officers to be honest, are people who are to enforce the law, but they're no more, no different than a Uber driver with a gun. Let me be abundantly crystal clear when I say that, okay? Because officers, the way they treat me is very different from how they treat you. Majority of the time, they do not look me in my eye when I talk to them because they know they're going to need backup. But even with that statement being made, I treat them with some similarity or reminiscence of respect. I don't disrespect them because I'm having a bad day, but then you have to understand that they are dealing with social science is what your show is about, right? It's what is founded upon or the basis of the foundation. So you have to understand that they're dealing with a lot of social disorders and personalities that they have to be able to deal with. But people pick out the one moment. This guy, this is dead in the water topic. Because if my daughter, right, either one of my daughters were police officers and something happened, God forbid something detrimental or unfathomable happened to them, man, I am going to, whether I have my day in court or not, it's cracking, okay? I'm going to react as a father. So you have to understand, in that realm, police officers, they don't expect to be shot and hurt because they're putting their, like they say, they're putting their lives on the line, and to an extent, they really are. But come on, man. You got to be deaf, blind, dumb, and partially insane to think that they were not justified in that scenario. Do I think excessive? To an extent, yes.
Yeah.
Because I've seen dead bodies. I know when that guy's done. I know how I've ocularly witnessed people being having rounds protruded through their body and their skeletal frame. Muscular and skeletal frame. I know what they go through. I know how they're going to react. These civilian police, a lot of them don't understand that. So dropping that gun, you tense up, right? So they're going to keep clicking until the threat is done, until the threat is stopped. That's how they're trained, and I don't agree with that. So in a sense, I understand where you're coming from, sir. However, if you've never done it, you are not qualified to speak on it, sir.
Well, here's the thing is this. Socially, consciously, prepare yourself individually so you don't have to be in that scenario. You know, you can get more out of the pen than you can a sword. That's all it is. And even if you are wrong, you can get away without all that friction and drama. We have to redefine ourselves because we out here every day just like them. I don't have a dog.
Okay, so
fight,
explain, how do you explain, when you talk about the pen and the sword, how do you explain, and I could be messing this up, explain that Florida boy, right? Excuse that guy from Florida, what was his name, LaMarcus Keith? Explain that.
LaMarcus
the guy that went
Keith
out there, killed his girlfriend, killed her kids, blamed it on a brother, shot a brother, blamed it on him, and then went out and killed a African-American female police officer. Explain that. Now, they done whipped that boy to know he no longer looked like his baby pictures. Check. Now, on top of that, when they got him, they caught that fool with a drone, infrared, thermal, everything else. They got this fool. And he was all messed up. And they put the green vest on him. They, in my opinion, all right, and my professional and personal experiences and beliefs, if this would have been an overseas issue, he would have not have made it to trial. Right. I've lived it. I've experienced it. Things have been done. It happens, man. And they made a point, a statement. The Florida Sheriff's Department made a state, and SWAT team made a statement to bring him in. Now, if they were cold-blooded killers, which they can be, check, they were not that. They let the justice system, they let him have his day in court. But a lot of people don't understand, and they do that for a lot of people. And this is just a black man. A lot of people say, oh, they always let white people off. And I kind of agree with that. The statistics show, right, a knife with a black man get a bullet, a white person, male or female, they get talked down. I get it. They get talked off the ledge. I get that. However, hey, what's understood must not be explained, sir. Let's just let's show them a little bit of respect, a little bit of civility. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Just don't be wrong.
I know that, but what I'm saying, I'm putting the onus on us as individuals, man. You know what? Do you think everything is Grand Theft Auto or Mortal Kombat where you can just have a vicious, malicious attitude even with the police? They the last gatekeepers we got into the military.
You speaking to a person that, hey, listen, if you show me ill will and ill intent, I will meet that, and I'm going to surpass it. If you're not ready to go there, then damn it, don't take me there. Okay?
Well, that's what
that's something a lot of people know about me personally, sir. Ask about it. Aside from that, you have to understand, but your segment this evening is not that. You're talking about you're like you say, this is your therapy. It's like you're promoting it. You have to change your viewers, man. You have a diligence to people.
Hold on. Let me finish now, because like I said, we can sing together, but we can't always talk together. What I'm saying
is, guess what? Everybody, all the same notes. Too many toners, right?
But,
too many basses to tear the song up, so everybody can't sing together.
That's
why the five heartbeats hear the five-tone system.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. The gist of this whole topic tonight is predicated on mentally, you as an individual, be aware of your surroundings when you're with the police. Now, if you can be irrational and that crazy, hey, man, your life will change, or you might not have a life at all. And I'm not blaming nobody, but all I'm saying is it's incumbent on us as people out here everyday living. Always understand, you can get more out of being civil and diligent than you can being irrational and crazy. That's what the topic is.
Then why not just make that point from the beginning?
Well, that's
I would have never
saying.
Even called this evening.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said if you would have made that a part of your preface, I wouldn't even called this evening. But I'm ecstatic to see how the rest of the show goes.
Okay. Check. What's your
name? Do you understand me, sir, is what I'm asking.
What? What'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
I said if you would have made that a part of your preface, I wouldn't even call, sir. But it sounded like you was going down, you was spiraling down the rabbit hole. So do you understand where I'm coming from, sir, is what I'm asking you.
I understand what you said. I know. I understand what you said.
Yes, sir. That's great. Okay, too easy. Let's keep it respectful, too, now.
Right. We got to give the police a big heads up. Yeah, I understand that, too. That's why I was saying I put the onus on us as individuals, because I'm going to tell you something, man. The best way that I got over, when I went to court, and that lady got...
What'd you go to
like
court for? For the same incident? Okay, got you. Tracking.
Yeah, it was like the tables changed when I asked her.
She was not there to defend herself, sir. She was.
But still, though, still, I can't... How do you defend yourself when somebody asks you a question? I don't have a dog in the fight. I know I was wrong. I work for CTA. All I was wondering that I thought in the state of Illinois, as long as the person is in their car and not sitting there or in the store... that, hey, you know, you can give me a heads up or you can tell me that you can give me the ticket. I don't want
to
know.
No, that is incorrect. You have to be out. The way the law is set up for most states, I'm assuming all 50, right? If you have public transportation in that state, no matter what city or county or town or whatever, or province you're in, if a transportation vehicle that is assigned to them at a stop, so recreational or civil, so, like you said, CTA, right, city bus. Okay, gotcha. What? If the bus is 32, 36, 42 feet in length, you have to afford them that space past the designated pickup area so they can turn and maneuver. This is federal law. No state can argue with that. Now, okay, as hey, I'm telling you, as a civil person and with a very conscious mind, going off the facts and going off of your energy, sir, I believe that because you were a CTA employee, you thought or chose that it was your right to disobey that law and that regulation, sir. And that would get you hemmed up. You're going to say right?
No.
I've looked at people that lied to me, and I can hear it in your voice.
Let me finish.
If you were ignorant of the law, that's one thing. But if you chose to obey the law, that's just stupidity.
Let me finish, though. When I
but you didn't agree not one time. So one of those instances, I was right.
Hold on. Let me finish.
You're losing ground, sir. You're losing ground.
No, let me finish because you know what? The thing is, it could never be personal. All I'm saying is this. If I am wrong, I'm a man. I've been a man of 58 years, and I can sit
that
on my soul.
That has nothing to do with it.
No, it has a lot to do with it with me when it concerns me because I know where I stand. Here's the thing.
I think
when
because
I
you are a man, you thought because that woman pulls you over, you thought she was gonna let loose.
She didn't pull me over. You didn't listen. I was sitting there. My nephew ran into the store. She pulled behind me. But all I'm saying is this. I thought that I could. And when
she
I get out to ask
you from your vehicle, sir.
Hold on, you know what? I'll tell you what.
I remember when I was in charge of the MPs, the military police and the military. Man. I remember when and if it's there, it's probably there. I don't know. I don't care about this type of stuff. I remember when I tased a pregnant woman, made her ride the lightning. Didn't know she was pregnant, right? It wasn't until she rode that lightning that everybody said, but she pregnant. All right. But she was giving a guy third of her size the business because she was a small woman, so she's no offense to them, all right? But she was she had some natural girth to her. Tearing up this little, what you say, Mexican boy or whatever, this Spanish, ethnically Spanish MP, right, that I just so happened to be in charge of. Tased the hell out of her butt. I'm going to tell it to you straight. It wasn't until she was tased they told me she was pregnant. I had to explain myself. Now, I was frowned upon. I was looked down on. I was disowned. But nobody disembarked me. Nobody disparaged me. They would say, well, why'd you do it? Hey, it was a threat. And I stopped it. Now, I did not have lethals on me, only non-lethals. And I saved her life. And I'm almost certain this woman had her baby. All right, because I ain't hear no reports after the fact. But aside from that, listen, it's the decisions that we make. I'm always conscious. I'm always cognizant, sir. So when you say these statements that you've made, I'm truly questioning your not only level of severity, but degree of responsibility and incumbency in this nature. Like, what gives you that right to speak on it? If it feels wrong, it's not the same thing as if it being wrong, unless the laws change. And them jokers, in my opinion, and Illinois state law, hey, they operated within accordance of the law.
Well,
you can say excessive, you can believe it, but Ben Crump all you want. But, hey, the threat had to be stopped. I don't even think Ben Crump going to take that case.
No. I understand that, but all I'm saying, us as individuals, we got to take it among ourselves to think. To think is free. You don't come to them pulling no gun and shooting at them. You know what?
Why don't you base that on your topic tonight? Teach these young folks how to think freely and to get away from that violent behavior.
I know, but you...
Because a lot of people, in my opinion, in Chicago, they have this Chicago mentality. And I'm from Chicago originally. But when I come across folks in Chicago, they don't know how to deal with me. So, and it's funny.
Here's the thing. What do you expect when if my generation watched the TV over 12 hours a day? They got video games they can watch 24 hours. They don't even have peers no more. They can be impressionable on them. And they really
let
think
me know when you're ready for my answer.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready for my answer.
Games are reality. They think these video games are reality, so you have to take it among you to think and show them. Everything is led by what you do. Because you know what? They think that Grand Theft Auto and Mortal Kombat is reality and that person going to come back after they slice his head off or they shoot the crack whore on the corner. That's not it. You have to sit down and listen to them and learn and love them, man, and embrace them. Remember, man, when a child is conceived, unless they're mink babies, because there's no such thing as crack babies, it takes two people to love them and let them know that.
Oh, they still out here. They still out here. Crack babies, meth babies, hair on babies, hair on it's all out here. Tattoo
babies,
all of it.
Right, unless it's mostly linked, because after 5 years old, she got to get a job and be somebody. She wind up probably as being like menial labor type of job.
Okay, let's not get off too off topic. Yeah. I just wanted to make it a little funny fun, a little joke.
My topic tonight is based upon us as individuals and as people. Do not look down the barrel of the gun with the police. You know what I'm saying? Whether you right or wrong, just like you said. Like I said, when I walked up to that lady, that cop, she had such a nasty attitude. I thought I was dealing with a thug off the street. You go ask me?
No.
You park
the problem
me?
Was.
I'm like.
I get it.
I'm like,
keep
lady.
Going.
I'm like, lady. All I want to know, I thought that I could sit in there and wait till my nephew come out the store. You can't. And drove off. I'm like, okay, well, let me go down here and see a sergeant and tell her.
Hey, guess
tell
what?
Him about
if you would have drove, if you would have drove 22 feet past that place, she would have never pulled you over, sir.
Well,
now,
thing,
it sounds like you were ignorant of the law, but then again, it also sounds like you were trying to utilize your authority within your position, within the scope of your position, and it just don't work like that because you have to also understand they don't know who you are.
I know. It wasn't that. If I'm wrong, I'm willing to stand on my sword, but at least give me some understanding so I don't do it again. Because, you know, sometimes.
So how was she supposed to know that you were a CCA employee?
I went to public school. I hung out in the back of the class. I didn't come up and learn.
I don't care about that, sir. I don't care about. Hey, guess what? We went through the same thing. But the difference between you and I, from the sounds of it, those who compete can't compare, sir. So what I'm asking you is this: how did she know that you were a CTA employee?
Because I showed
you so disgruntled
with my license.
Oh, no. Stop. Because now you're sounding like a woman that don't know her. I don't want to say. Let me choose my words a little bit more carefully. You sounding like a woman that can't be told nothing, right?
No.
Let's stick to the facts, what we know. How was this woman, you showed her your badge. That's
not the infraction, sir.
Hey, semantics, right? Badge, ID, birth certificate, U.S. passport, I don't care. What made her choose to light you up in the first place? This is what I'm finna change your followers for the liking, right? For the better or good, or greater good. Watch this. She did not see that until she pulled you over. So what made her pull you over? She didn't know that ahead of time, right?
She didn't care about that. I was sitting in standing. She didn't pull me over. This is
right,
show
but she, did, she didn't know that. Excuse me, because I'm almost getting ready to use my high voice. So you got to realize that what she did was she treated you just like she would pull anybody else over. Now, sometimes they get quotas. Sometimes they get they hot people. You know, the things they look out for, they quips and they perks and whatever. I get all that. But she pulls you over because you were not in accordance with state law.
Listen, I was standing. She didn't pull me over. She just pulled in the back of me. See, that's why you
okay.
got to get the information right.
It don't,
see
okay, you worrying about semantics. You worrying about the verbiage.
About
the reason
semantics.
She lit you up is because your vehicle was not within tolerance, within regulation,
right.
sir.
Right.
Don't try to spruce it up.
No,
okay?
Again, when I ask for a response, I get talked to like I'm like 5 years old. But that's
guess
okay.
What?
Because you know
she
what I
deal
did?
With this
you know
all
what
the time.
Well, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. To think is free. And all I did was drive back down there to 63rd and Loomis, talk to a sergeant, gave her the badge number, and told him that, hey, you know what? I need some better
customer
service.
And I'm telling
service.
You this, right? I get that. I heard everything. I'm completely coherent. But the problem is this, man. Excuse me, sir. What happened was you got a situation that you thought you were going to overrun. You know, you thought she was easy to get out because you worked for CTA. You were out of tolerance. You were wrong. She lit you up. She didn't give
okay.
you. She came off with the – hold on. Excuse me. She did not give you the attitude or the level of professionalism that you were looking for. Check. To include, you oh. went down to talk to not necessarily her supervisor, but a supervisor. They told you, well, your coordinator's listed on doggone the affidavit or with a ticket or a citation or whatever. You go out
you
there, you talk to the judge. She's not there because it's petty to her. Well, she realized you work for CTA and you whatever. But she did her job, sir. The moment that you realize that last statement that I just made to you, you realize this. There are a lot more people in the world, and I am truly incorruptible, that will get punished and outlashed and ostracized for doing the right thing to the wrong person, right?
Well,
no matter what the infraction that – excuse me, I wasn't finished, sir. No matter who the person was, how much power they have or notoriety or whatever, but because it happened to them and you were unwavering in your stance, that is what makes you truly uncorruptible if you can stick by your guns. It's no different from you're from Chicago, correct? That Jesse Smollett, Smores, whatever, Smollett, whatever story, right? Hey.
Right.
They could say it was the wrong president or whatever. Hey, look, people were like, look, Trump had nothing to do with this. People that supported Trump had nothing to do with this. Then he found that they paid him, right? They just did the right thing, man. I wish I had more people like him that lived in that moment all the time. I live in that moment. But the problem was that person wasn't there to defend herself in front of the judge, the person that made the final decision, because she was like, oh, CTA, whatever, okay? No matter if she didn't want to get out to bed that day, her boyfriend bought her a nice tennis bracelet or something cheap off Zales or whatever. You know, look, she wasn't there, so you got off. Just let it go. You worrying about something that, and me personally, man, I would have made you, hey, you would have took the long ride for that to the fullest extent of the law.
But see, here's the thing. I deal with the public every second of the day of my life. And here's the thing, man. I never put a human being's projection of my madness in my mind and put a projection on them. When Joe Jerry
you
I
mad in the mind? You rabbit? You rabbit?
Huh?
I'll give you that. You rabbit in the mind?
No. What I'm saying is this, bro. Here's the thing.
Mm.
When they let Joe Jerry Locke and the boys drive past under 25 and they speeding down the street and we fall out the window, what makes me so special? Huh? Because, see,
say
you
that
know,
again.
You might be able to,
say that again. Say that
I
again
said,
a little bit slow. I might have misplaced
said,
the vowel. What'd
said,
you say?
I said when Joe Jerry Locke and the boys be speeding down the street and we for coming all out the car, they don't even look twice at them. So what makes me special? Until I get out and I try to be civil and diligent, and then I still get dirt kicked in my face like I'm 16 or 19 years old. I tell you what, the pen is mightier than a sword. And when the judge
well,
told
well,
me
there's,
that,
there's no such thing as a perfect system, right? But there are people. Yeah. You got people that's corrupt police out there, right? You got corrupt correctional officers and everything. You got people sneaking this crap in the prison.
Right.
Some of
but
them
what
don't.
I'm saying is
it's
don't,
more sneaking in than the ones that don't.
Well,
believe
thing,
it or not, the people that don't get attacked.
Well,
I'm one of them
thing,
people.
The
I can fend for myself.
Well, I can
and
too.
And listen,
I've
and I've got and listen, I've got and to this day, not as much. I still get numerous offers to work in the disciplinary action ward of the prison. Yes, that's what it is. Look it up. To include. And the doggone police force and my current geographical location. So I know there's a need for people like me. However,
well,
a lot of people don't have the brass to do it, boss.
Well, I understand that.
And that's something I want you to that's something I want you to write on your pillow before you hug it at night. All right? And listen, and I feel like I kind of owned this conversation this evening, and I want to give you a time in the rest of your segment to talk. However, what I do want to do is leave you with this, all right?
All right.
I'm not here. I'm here to challenge inconducive, right? People that don't think for the rest of the world. I will challenge narcissistic behavior and thoughts. Right. I will, if you finally looked it up, thank you. Congratulations. I will disprove and debunk, excuse me, sir, I wasn't finished. I will disprove and debunk those theories that are not in provocation and abetment of the free thinking spirits, minds in the world, right? Because I have siblings. I have children, offspring, right? I have people that, and I have elders that were raised a certain way. I've been on the mountains, check. I've been on the islands, check, by myself. A specific person here recently, this past Sunday, told me that wasn't good for me. Hey, that's the best thing, all right? Because I'm going to tell you this within moderation, because I cannot focus when a lot of people in my circle or in my camp are talking. Sometimes I need that silence. I need to be able to see this clearly. And sometimes I need those people to redirect my thinking, broaden my perspective, my spectrum from doing the wrong thing when I have those truly ultra-violent thoughts like I had this past week. Right? So I'm thankful for everything I got, and I'm thankful for everything I don't. Now, listen, I bid you farewell this evening, sir, and thank you for the privilege.
Thank you for calling in off. Thank you, man. I like how we get down. I do, because I love competition. I really do. Anybody tell you that? Yep. I'm not going away tonight, man. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you say that the world is wrong, it is wrong. If you haven't thought, you will say, if you haven't said, I know, and you do that, it's not the soul. No, I got to wait. I got to outside in this man. I got to wait to try to
You know what? We was chatting with all of the shit together. I can scared of all that talking shit. Anyway, I thought I talking. Put the shit on the wood and make the best of good.
Yeah.
for it all. All right. Okay. Well, I am to know what. I'm just telling the fact that you don't have nothing else to talk about except. Right, okay. Where? No, that's me. That's what you are. Not to respect that, but you know sometimes people like to talk about positive, good things and have a hope and an optimism in life instead of about how I can destroy, how I can tear up. That becomes all head after a while. When was the last time you planted a flower and it happened? I mean, really didn't happen about life. See, because that shows me stuff. Well, no, because that's a contradiction now, because you're telling me on one hand that I like to seek and destroy. I demand respect. But then again, you're saying that you're happy. People that happy don't even hear from all that. That shit is given and earned. It ain't given. It's rather than earned. I'm just telling you. I'm giving you answers. You're not listening. The answer is that, listen, here's the thing. Okay, well, let me break it down to the language part to you. Hey, man. Okay, give it to you straight. Hey, man, everybody's aware that grown men can do what they're going to do. That's a gift. But at the same time, if we didn't talk about, hold on, man, you're asking me now. I can't even finish. No. Well, here's the room.
I need
you to speak to me in a way that I can understand. Okay, well, we're gonna do it like this.
And all that stuff you were saying, and from the look out there that we had, I haven't heard of it. Listen,
why you keep interjecting when you're asking me this? Come on, man. Don't do that. You remember that one from high school teacher that I had to push out.
Hey, first of all, what's
your problem? Well, here's it. No, but first of all, here's the thing. You're asking me for an answer, and I'm trying to give it to you. Can I give you my answer, bro? My answer is this. Since we've been on this, and you know, I don't mind sparring with you on the radio show because I like competition. Okay, well, that too. I enjoy that, but at the same
time,
right, and I appreciate that because I just don't want nobody to be condescending and patronizing. But since, okay, and that's cool. I like competition, all right? But at the same time, since you the call back and we're off the air, everything is about violence, man. What's wrong?
Sir, you incite this doggone harassment. I didn't call you.
You called my woman phone. After you got off the show, I didn't call you. You called the show. You called my woman.
You called me 12 times.
That was the weekend. I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about tonight, bro. When was the last time you built something that was positive? When's the last time that you can really just appreciate this being alive? When's the last time you had the spirit check with God?
Are you
gonna listen to me? I'm asking that. You got it?
Okay, great. So I just told you, you got 23, that other one is 26. Just bought a house, the other one is ready to sell it down.
I'm Oh.
human being. I know the best human thing, though. Don't forget that. Because they don't understand it all. Okay, well, I tell you what. Many came, but not about the children. All right? So I need everybody to rationally think what they're saying and what they're doing. What's happening?
Okay, I'm fine.
I'm putting it in my mouth. I'm putting it on my lips and sucking on. God damn it, shit.